This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Name that will make demons trip. Yes. The Holy Ghost asks that you will have thine own way. I may decrease, you increase in me. And you'll see none of you, but all of you. I'll be behind the cross of Calvary. Lord, we thank you for coming into your house of prayer along those lines. As we are saying in Sunday school, we owe you all the praise and all the glory. Because you've been good to us. You've gone from last Sunday to another Sunday. And so many have stuck their swords in the sands of time. But we are here still on the land of the dying. But we could be sleeping in that bed. But you woke us up early this morning. Put running in our feet. Clapping in our hands. And a sound right now. We want to say thank you. Holy Ghost, have thine own way. Just for about 15 minutes. To give you the glory. All the honor. And all the praise. It's in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say good morning to all here. It's a blessing to be found once again in the house of prayer. One more time. You know, it's a funny thing how God has brought us from last Sunday to another Sunday. That's only by his grace and mercy. We went to worry, got our water, got our food, and whatever else we had to do, pay our bills. And here we is in another month, only by God's grace and his mercy. I want to ask you all to pray for all the sick and shed in and Miss Compton's birthday. Is that a Sunday?
Yeah, on the 5th.
Okay, go ahead and start.
That's birthday. She's 102.
100, yeah.
100, yeah. Tuesday.
Nobody's told my mind.
Listen, here's two.
Let's
go. Try to do that, that's my job. But on this day, my pastor's anniversary is 8 years. Pastor Greg Clark, that's right down the street at 3 o'clock. If the Lord's will, I'll be there. If the Lord's will, and if you haven't come out, if you can't, understand. But that is his 8 year pastoral anniversary. Also, I want to say to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the head of my life, to the members, to my wife, who's sitting next, I was just asking, wondering where she was, you know, like I say, when you've been together so long, and, you know, you ain't seen her, you know, you left her in good standing, you want to know where she at.
Amen.
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 But anyway, if I have to go all by myself,
Amen.
Because I know who brought me this far.
Oh, yeah.
There's a word found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. Mark chapter, I don't know where to preach it. I just, you know, I read, I don't know what to
call
it. I just read. Chapter 5, verse 22. Chapter 5, verse 22. And Eugene is in basketball. He's in Gonzales playing basketball with people. Yeah, he's down in Gonzales. But I told him he can't just keep missing Sundays. And no, we can't do that. God, I live, God, I die. Now, once he gets from under my roof, it's different. Mark chapter 5, in verse 22. And it reads as thus, "And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hand on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Jesus went with him, and much people followed and thronged in him. Amen. Now let's go to 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Thou daughter is dead. Why trouble thou the master in his heart?" And as soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, "Be not afraid, only believe." And he suffered no man to follow him, 37, save Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. 38, and he come to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and see the tomb, and them that was weeping and wailing greatly. 39, and when he was come in, he said unto him, "Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleep." And last word, I'm going to break. And they laughed him to scorn him, verse 40. But when he had put them all out, he knew, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel mean girl, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying, and took up by the hand, damsel by the hand, and said unto her, "Talitha lekumai," which is to say, being interpreted, "Damsel, I say unto thee, arise." You may be seated.
Arise. You may walk.
I'm going to talk from the subject, I believe.
Amen.
Mark was one of the younger writers in this passage of scripture. But I want to say I thank God for waking us up this morning to see a brand new day. You know, it's got a lot of people that's in hospitals right now. Amen. They can't even feed themselves. They can't even use the restroom themselves. And here we are in our clothing and our sound right now. We'll lift up a finger and say, "Thank you, Lord, for another day's journey. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. Thank you, Lord, that I got food on my table. Thank you, Lord, that I got a car, a piece of car to ride in. Thank you."
Thank you, Lord.
God is. I say God is our perpetual. I'm trying to tell you this morning, we worried about Donald Trump and all that. Don't worry about them people, man. God can let them go so far. But the Bible say Mark was one of the younger writers. And Mark was the one that was with Jesus when they was trying to, in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he ran out of his clothes. That's the 15th chapter of Mark, you go read it in total out your Bible. The Bible say that Mark starts off by talking about John the Baptist. And John the Baptist was the forerunner of Christ. How many of you know that?
Oh, yeah.
John the Baptist didn't look like you and I. He wore a little G-string around him. Eyes like fire and hair all over his head. See, we look at the outer appearance. Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
We look at the outer appearance of people. But God, look on the inside. You could dress up all day long, have a nice suit on, a nice dress cost, $300-$400, but inwardly, see, God would. Ain't inside out, not outside in. And so John the Baptist was somebody that you think was a crazy man. But he was full of
the Holy Ghost.
And that ain't nothing that God can just give anybody. You can't get that when you're drinking and drugging and all that kind of thugging and all that kind of stuff. You can't get that. Because my Bible says in Acts 5:32, he said, "We are witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God had given to them that obey him." Amen?
I believe. I believe that whatever I'm asking God for, whatever you're asking God for, believe that you will have them and you will receive them in the name of Jesus. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Here it is. In chapter 5, Jesus had just got through dealing with this boy living in a graveyard. How do you know people that live in a graveyard? Huh? Maybe not in a graveyard, but maybe in your mind. You got a bug pushing it down the street talking to yourself. Got a court talking to yourself. Am I talking to somebody? Got somebody that, you know, has naked down the street talking to yourself. Because of them drugs that is in our communities. They're in the Caucasian communities. They are in our communities. And we so crazy, we going to take it for ourselves and leave our homes and go everywhere else but in our house. But I know a man that is a mind revelator. He's a heart fixer. I know in a few more days it's going to be Mother's Day. Amen. And I want to tell you that if you got a mother living, you need to tell her, I love you, Mama. I thank you for bringing me in this world. I thank you. Because she could have, you know, blushed you down the commode. Some people want to put their mama all in the nursing home. I won't be bothered with you no more, Mama. Put you all in this and that. But the one that raised you, I'm getting on that again because we're going to put the one that took time out for you when you was growing up, taught you your timetable, took you to school, put clothes on your back, put running in your feet, the one that told you everything is Mama. Now, Daddy, you know, I ain't gonna say too much about Daddy.
Ain't too much to say about him, no way.
But Mama. It's a special person.
Next to Jesus. Next to Jesus.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna preach. You can have a child that's done all the things they could do bad. Sister Lee. But she's gonna say that's my
child. Oh, that's my child.
She ain't gonna say that. And she had to go down to the jailhouse or the courthouse. She gonna say, yes.
My child.
That's you. I think I remember that back in the day when Mama used to go down to the jailhouse and beg the wardens and all the people. That's my child. Let him out. No matter what you have done. Because of Mama.
That's right.
Thank God for Mama. And thank God for Daddy as well. But we got children now. Talk to your mama like they're in the streets. Am I talking to somebody? I ain't here by myself. Either. Here it is. Jesus had said, I just got to dealing with this boy that was living in a graveyard. And in 22, he didn't want no, you see, Jesus was a person didn't do things for show. See, we like to do things for show. Jesus wasn't like that. He done things in a closet. He didn't want nobody to see what he would do. So he was trying not to let the multitude see him. But it say, and behold, that means stop. There coming one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus. Now, he was a man of integrity. He was in the church. And he never was a ruler of sin. He lit the incense. He made sure the microphone was all right. You know, stuff like that. That's what he was. But the devil don't care who you is. He's going to knock on your door. Am I talking to somebody here? I'm talking to myself. The devil don't care who you are. Peter said in 1 Peter 5:8, be vigilant, be sober, because your adversary, the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom?
He
made it out.
That's
right. Psalms 34:18 said, the young lion do lack and suffer hunger. In other words, the devil always trying to get at you some kind of way. Am I talking to somebody? He tried to get at you all kind of ways. But if you just keep your eye on Jesus. Don't worry about what you're going through, because we all going through something. You know what I mean? We all in here going through something. And the devil always get us in our bodies. He attack us in our bodies. With sugar diabetes. Cancer. Am I talking to somebody? Huh? Eyesight. Can't see. Cataract. All that kind. The devil try to attack us in our bodies. But you got to put the shield up there. The Lord is my shield. Yea, do I walk? You got to tell the devil. Yeah, see, the devil can't stand up to the word, because I just preached that a few weeks ago. When Jesus was led up into the wilderness to be tempted, Jesus put the word on that guy. And sometimes that guy's to work in overtime to try to get to whoever he can, whosoever it is. Because the Bible says the devil comes like a thief in the night. But Jesus.
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, the song says he's there.
All the time.
All the time. Y'all sing. I can't sing. I just, you know, I'm just going to talk. Because then when they say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. I'm just trying to make a toot my little horn, what I can do. I can't sing like the choir can sing, but I know what y'all know what to talk about. He's there. See, sometimes when you're sitting by yourself on your job and the devil done put that old thought in you, how you going to pay that bill up? You got to go to the doctor. You don't know what the doctor proposed. Say, Lord, you come with me.
Yeah.
Lord, you are my provider. Lord, you are the one that's going to make it all up. I need Jesus.
Amen.
And you need me.
Yeah.
And that's what that song says. We are all in this
together.
You pray for me.
Because
one thing, if the devil knock on my door, he gonna knock on yours. Am I talking to somebody? I think I'm talking to somebody for him. But what I want to tell you is the name of Jesus will set you free.
Amen.
Didn't I Jesus say in St. John 12:32, if I be lifted up?
Oh,
and I just want to lift him up this morning on this first Sunday, because I know God is my heavenly and I believe what he said. He ain't gonna, let me tell you something. When you serve the Lord, you might get old, but he's gonna prolong your life when he be after you give his body a lot of it. He's prolonging your life because you've been served. Y'all looking at me crazy. But I know what I'm talking about. You know I know what I'm talking about. And look what it says. And besought him. In other words, he begging him greatly because he's in trouble because the devil done came into his house and got his little girl. His daughter. Ain't that something I'm feeling? Now, this little girl ain't no 20 years old. She's 12 years old. Now, who would afflict a child that age unless he's full of the devil? And he got a lot of names. He got devil, he got Satan, his name evil. He got all kind of names. But I'm trying to tell you something. In this day and time now, I know the churches then fell off and all that. People ain't coming to church. They'll take their money to the casino and everywhere else, but they won't run into the church to pay their tithe. Let me tell you something. God is a God that sits out there. He said, I got cattle on 1,000 hills. And if I was hungry, I wouldn't care. So why put it in the casino hand when you bring it to the altar right here and put it in the God's hand and say, Lord, I just hope that you will multiply for my sake because I got some bills to pay. I got this. Pay. You got to talk back to God, man.
Amen. Amen.
I ain't up here for no show. I'm trying to tell you what thus said the Lord. Invite somebody to come to show. Yeah, they might say, I ain't coming. But then still keep on every now and then planting that seed. You plant one water, but God got to give the increase. Amen. And then it say, if you look over in 4, it say, Jesus say, let us pass over to the other side. Because see, let me tell you something. God know what you're going through before he even asks on your knees what you're going through. He know the hair on your head. He know everything about you. You think you know yourself, but God know all about you. And he can look way down the road and see what the end gonna be. Because he said, I'm able. and I'm Z. And they say, he say, now this ain't no anybody, y'all. This is the ruler of the synagogue, one of the rulers. And he say, my little daughter, look what he talking to. Now, this is a lot of people here. He got Jesus' attention. See, you got to get Jesus' attention. When you're in the house by yourself, when the children are gone to school, and you're off from work, or got to go to work, but you're at home all by yourself, you can stare down on your knees and say, Lord, I'm asking you to give me strength to deal with the situation that's going on around me. I know you'll be a shield for me. Because you said, 1,000 shall fall at their side, and 10,000 at their right hand. But it should not come. Now, you got to use the word back to God and say, Lord, you say, 1,000 shall fall at their side. Something I want to say. But 10,000 at their right hand. But you say, you got to say, Lord, you say, they should not come to me. You got to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm telling you what your word says, and you're going to stand.
God going to stand by his word, nothing else, man.
But he said, heaven and earth will pass away. And so, Jairus had got, ooh, Lord, Jairus had got Jesus' attention. Because Jesus, you know, he's trying to get back home, but before he got home, he having all kind of issues. And like us Christian people, we have a lot of issues. Well, I'm saying we have a lot of problems, let me put it that way. All of us have problems. Amen. All of us, sometime or another, things come up on us unaware. While you think about going, while things are going good, just keep on praying. Say, Lord, give me strength, because I know the devil is coming at my situation sooner or later. Just give me strength, Lord. You give you strength too. Because he said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. And I know God. He's no shorter what he say he do. What he say he do for others, he'll do for you. I'm talking to somebody up in here, because I ain't know what to preach. No, but God knows this is for somebody in him. And I know one thing, whatever you're going through, put it in the Lord's hand. Because the Lord said, I'll fight your battle. Vengeance is mine. Sunday school was about Jonah. Jonah wanted to go the other way. That was the enemy camp. Jonah wanted to go down the other way. But what did God do? Prepare the feet. Well, what I'm trying to say is, when we trying to go one way, and try to run from God, I ain't gonna run from God. People say, oh no, you gotta get off this ship. Because Nineveh, as Reverend Phil was saying, that was the enemy to Israel. Now, how many of you know that you're gonna go and preach to your enemy? But God is not like us. He said, my ways is not your ways. Isaiah 55:7. And my thoughts is not your thoughts. So God looked over our faults this moment, because we all got faults. We all have sinned and come short of the book. We all have sinned. I preached Wednesday at the Lord Club in association. Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, that's what it is. If you can come for the association. But I'm trying to help you, let you know that God used me in a lot of places. I was preaching this moment. Because God, you be everywhere to tell the goodness of Jesus. Because see, when you're living right, I ain't say crooked now. I say when you're living straight, trying to live right, God will use you. I'm trying to help you take, and God will give you some money too. Thank you. He'll give you some money. I know what I'm talking about. Give me some. Because God, he said, I got cow. And if I was hungry, I went to. Anyway, back to the text. Look what he say. Look what he's saying now. He's begging him to come to see about her, his child. Look what he said. I pray thee. Now notice what you. He ain't say.